And back here, a Reefton resident says closure of the town's only bank means those without transports or a computer will struggle to manage their finances. The West Coast township is among others around the country affected by the Bank of New Zealand's decision to close down 38 of its branches by mid-next year. Reefton local Di Griffin says the closest banking service will be in Greymouth. That's an hour away by road and, of course, an hour back. She told our reporter Tracy Neal it's bad news for those without a car or a computer.
We have a fairly large elderly population, most of whom still prefer to do their banking over the counter with a teller. Once the branch here in Reefton closes, we are going to have to travel an hour to Greymouth, an hour there and an hour back, in order to do over-the-counter banking. My concern is, for these elderly folk, that we have no public transport either. So if they don't drive, they don't have the internet, how are they going to maintain their finances?
So, Di, this kind of doesn't make a lot of sense given that, you know, what we're hearing about Reefton's growth and expansion. It seems to be a hotspot on the West Coast.
Absolutely, it is. And, you know, the other problem, of course, is with our local businesses. If we get a sudden influx of visitors from Christchurch, Canterbury Way, which we do from time to time, and the businesses run short on change, they cannot go an hour down to Greymouth to get more change and an hour back. It's going to result in businesses carrying probably a lot more cash in their tills, which is kind of putting it out there for anybody of evil intent. And I'm deeply concerned.
That is Reefton local Di Griffin speaking there. West Coast mayors, iwi representatives and Development West Coast have also highlighted their plight in a letter to Finance Minister Grant Robertson. They had wanted to be included in a regional banking hub pilot scheme being rolled out now in four New Zealand centres.